You think NPR gets a little carried away with anniversaries? Cast a look over to Denmark this weekend. Today marks the 200th birthday of Hans Christian Andersen. Of course, Mr. Andersen wrote some of the best read and loved stories in children's literature, including The Emperor's New Clothes, The Princess and the Pea, and The Little Mermaid. Denmark is celebrating with a week-long festival, culminating in the Hans Christian Andersen Fairy Tale Weekend. Diana and Jeffrey Frank have translated Hans Christian Andersen's stories into English. They have just returned from Copenhagen, where the festival continues, and thanks very much for being with us.
We're glad to be here, Scott.
The festival event called Once Upon a Time is kind of the grand finale.
Yes.
Well, give us some idea of the scale of this event.
It's an event that involves royalty and so-called Andersen ambassadors from all over the world. They're gathering in Copenhagen, taking the train to Andersen's birthplace. They have a huge extravaganza that it will be broadcast live to 15 countries, including China and Japan and a lot of Eastern Europe. And you will see performers there, anybody from Tina Turner to Renee Fleming. It is probably a fairly weird kind of celebration, but I'm sure Andersen would have loved it. He couldn't get enough of being celebrated. He probably is enjoying it from his perch in the sky.
Diana Frank, I must say, our audience will infer from the utterly delightful accent that you have that you probably did not grow up in the Danish neighborhood of Queens.
No, that is correct.
But actually,
but in the Danish neighborhood of the Queen, yes.
That's very good. Actually, in Denmark. Help us understand what Hans Christian Andersen means to the Danish nation.
You absorb him by osmosis from the moment you are born. Many, many expressions from his stories that have become part of the language. The Danes speak almost Andersen's rather than Danish. And so he's part of the Danish consciousness.
I gather that the translations of Hans Christian Andersen's work overseas were, at least in the United States, were astonishingly imprecise.
They were not only imprecise, even when they were precise, they were sort of very heavy, and as if sort of Mark Twain was translated from the American of Twain into the Victorian English of the 19th century. That's what happened to Andersen, who is a very modern writer. He's fresh, he's light, he's funny.
We think of the famous story as being The Princess and the Pea. Your translation is The Princess on the Pea.
In Danish, it is on the Pea, yeah. That's one of the less significant mistakes, I would say. His first translator, Mary Howard, knew just enough Swedish, which is very similar to Danish, to confuse her. That she made actually real mistakes. She, sommerfugl in Danish means butterfly, but she translated it as a summer bird. Den bløde jord means a soft ground. She translated it as the bloody ground and things like that. So, but though, I mean, there have been many other translations since then that were not as grossly wrong as that.
Could you read us 30 seconds of Hans Christian Andersen in Danish?
I'll do the beginning of The Ugly Duckling, which is a very famous opening. Der var så dejligt ude på landet. Det var sommer. Kornet stod gult og havren grøn. Høet var rejst i stakke ned i de grønne enge, og der gik storken på sine lange røde ben og snakkede egyptisk, for det sprog havde den lært af sin mor. So now Jeff can take it over. Do the same thing in English.
Yeah. It was so lovely out in the country. It was summer. The wheat was yellow, the oats were green, the hay was stacked in green meadows, and the stork walked about on his long red legs, speaking Egyptian, because he had learned that language from his mother.
In the United States, a lot of us have this warm memory of the Danny Kaye movie about Hans Christian Andersen. And somebody who really would want to know about Hans Christian Andersen should probably not look at that movie, should they?
No, and to be fair, the movie itself has a little disclaimer. This isn't his story. This is a fairy tale, too. But, yes, but people have obviously made the association with his life.
In the Danny Kaye film, Andersen was surrounded by children, followed by children. He didn't like children that way. He liked children to read to, and if he had something to say to them.
Andersen also had a sort of rocky but very close friendship with Dickens.
They admired each other from afar for a long time, and then Dickens invited him over. He came, and when he left, the children, Dickens' children, they put a note in Andersen's bedroom that said, Andersen stayed here for 5 weeks to us or something. It seemed like ages.
If there's a story you'd recommend that people read to remind themselves of the kind of author Hans Christian Andersen was and what his stories represented, what would you suggest?
There's so many stories, but perhaps if people want to see Andersen from a slightly different perspective, both as a writer for adults and as a very, very modern voice, they should try Anti-Toothache.
Anti-Toothache has a wonderful beginning. I've just turned to it. Where did we get this story? Do you want to know? We got it from the trash can, the one with old scraps of paper in it. Lots of good rare books have gone to the general store and the grocers, not to be read, but as paper to wrap flour and coffee beans, salt herring, butter and cheese. Literature, after all, has its uses.
It was the last story in his whole collection, so it was a very, very sad commentary.
Like a lot of artists, he was frequently lonely, sad, doubt-ridden.
He grew up in deep, deep poverty, mm-hmm. and managed to break through the extremely rigid class system at the time to become famous and intimate of kings and royals. But his acceptance rested entirely on his ability to produce stuff that people wanted.
There was actually a book written by a Dane about 15 years ago by a man named Jens Jørgensen, who argued that he must have been the illegitimate son of a future king of Denmark, because how else could you explain his advancement from the class he was in to what he became?
And he was in constant fear of slipping back into the swamp, as he called the environment of his childhood.
Well, yeah. Jeffrey and Diana Frank, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. It was really good to talk to you.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen. I've many a tale to tell. And though I'm a cobbler, I'd say I tell them rather well. I'll mend your shoes and I'll fix your boots when I have a moment free. When I'm not otherwise occupied as a purple duck or a mountainside or a quarter after three. I'm Hans Christian Andersen. Andersen, that's me.
Actually, it's just Danny Kaye, all right? It's a movie. You can read The Princess and the Pea and Anti-Toothache on our website, npr.org.